Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. We're highlighting remarks from David Smith at the Illinois Family Institute's 2025 Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet. David is the executive director of IFI, and during his banquet speech, he outlined how IFI is helping Christians fight spiritual battles right here in Big Blue, Illinois.
Friends, I don't have to tell you, these are not ordinary times. We are living in days of deep division and hostility towards God's truth. In the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the cold-blooded murder of a young Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte, the assassination attempts on President Trump, mass shootings at churches and Christian schools, and mobs attacking our federal agents, the lines could not be clearer. Make no mistake, we are in a spiritual battle. Dr. Del Tackett called it a cosmic battle, not merely of politics and policies, but of ideas. It's truth versus lies, good versus evil. The battle isn't new. It's as old as Elijah on Mount Carmel, standing against the prophets of Baal, a clash between the one true God and the idols of man. And the battles continue today for the hearts, for the minds, and for the eternal souls. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Let me ask you, could Scripture be any clearer? We're called to pull down strongholds, destroy arguments, and take every thought captive to Christ. Charlie Kirk understood this. He entered the public square armed not with rage and rhetoric, but with truth. He boldly declared, "Jesus sets us free, redeems us, and is our Savior." He wasn't shy about his faith. He said, "I am nothing without Jesus. I'm a sinner. I fall short of the glory of God." He knew Acts chapter 4, verse 12. "There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. No other name but the name of Jesus." Charlie believed that Jesus conquered death and sin, rose again, and now sits victorious at the right hand of the Father. Charlie worships in his presence. Isn't that awesome to think about? We grieve his loss, but we have to take up the mantle. May God raise up many more Christians like him. Here in the land of Lincoln, Illinois Family Institute has been fighting the good fight of faith since 1992. Our mission? To boldly bring biblical principles to the public square. And we do this on two fronts. In Springfield, educating our state lawmakers on issues of moral concern, pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage. And then in the public square, equipping and activating Christians throughout the state on those same issues. Would you believe that this year alone, over 6,700 bills were filed in Springfield? Governor Pritzker signed 433 of them into law, with a few more still to go, including one he signed that mandates so-called mental health screening in our public schools. Now, our priorities in Springfield this year was first, opposing physician-assisted suicide. And then resisting the heavy-handed homeschool regulation bill. And then three and four were fighting the legalization of prostitution. Yeah, did you hear me? Legalization of prostitution and the legalization of psychedelic drugs. By God's grace, those last two didn't move forward at all. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The homeschool bill, though, did make it through two committee hearings, but then met a flood of resistance from Christian families and mamas in the hallways of the Capitol. Lawmakers wisely backed down. Amen. And that dangerous assisted suicide bill, I'm sad to report that it passed the House in late May. And then, as our families slept, the Illinois Senate quietly passed it with the bare minimum number of votes at 3 a.m. on Halloween. For years, a broad coalition of groups worked to block this agenda from moving forward. IFI was part of that. This legislation puts the elderly, the disabled, and those struggling with depression at grave risk. Illinois is now poised to become the 12th jurisdiction and the first Midwest state to normalize suicide. And make no mistake, the message this sends to our loved ones and neighbors is suicide is a legitimate medical option when life feels too hard. Our attention now has to turn to Governor Pritzker. We must pray, but we got to call and email his office and then pray some more that he would veto this dangerous legislation. The Tribune reports that he doesn't know where he is right now, so let's pray. Every phone call, every email, every prayer matters in defending a culture of life in the land of Lincoln. This moment is also a sobering reminder. Our work is far from finished. Lawmakers do not have the last word. We do, in our churches, in our homes, and in our communities. It's incumbent on all of us, fathers, mothers, grandparents, and church leaders, to teach the next generation the sanctity of human life. We must be intentional and vigilant so our children are not pulled in by the deadly lies our culture is trying to sell them. As for IFI, we will continue to point to the author of life, who alone gives us dignity, purpose, and worth. The battle is not over. And by God's grace, we will press on, faithfully teaching and defending a biblical worldview that honors the sanctity of every human life. Now, regarding that mandate for so-called mental health screenings in our government schools, just think about this. Those who affirm everything we oppose will do the mental health screening evaluations. What could go wrong? Once this dangerous bill passed the Senate, Republicans in the House put up a strong fight. In fact, when State Representative Adam Nyberg was cross-examining the bill's sponsor, State Representative Lindsay LaPointe, she became visibly frustrated and actually complained on the House floor.
This has been a good debate. I knew it was going to be a good debate because this bill is on the action alert of one of our wonderful organizations called the Illinois Family Institute.
Yeah, I have to admit it makes me smile to get a shout out from the House floor from one of our opposition members. But unfortunately, the bill still did pass and was signed into law on July 31st, and it will take effect in January. The good news is that parents can opt out of these screenings, just like they can opt out of the graphic sex ed and gender confusion courses already saturating our schools. IFI will continue to sound the alarm and urge parents not only to opt out of these harmful offerings, but to get their kids out of government schools altogether, if possible. At the rate our public schools are going, good parents will soon have to opt out the majority of the day anyway. That's why we're so grateful for Shannon Adcock and Awake Illinois, who have been bold, consistent voices for parental rights. Yes, yes, yes. Fearlessly challenging gender-confusing policies in districts across the state. So thank you, Shannon, again. We shouldn't be surprised by the explosion of gender confusion in our families and communities. They're being trained to see moral chaos as compassion and perversion as progress. That is why we at the Illinois Family Institute launched our Rescuing the Children initiative a few years ago to rally parents and grandparents and pastors to pull their children out of these indoctrination centers and reclaim the God-given duty to train them up in biblical truth. Amen. So the reality is our children are being discipled, but not by the church and not in the truth. They are being brainwashed by activists who have them 30 plus hours a week, filling their minds with lies about who they are, what is good and what is evil. They are taught to hate America, to question God's design, to distrust their parents, and to place their faith in big government. Dr. Vody Bachum famously quoted, "We cannot continue to send our children to Caesar for their education and be surprised when they come home as Romans. Instead, we must take back what God entrusted to parents, the education and discipling of our children." We're sounding the alarm and encouraging churches to help families make the transition. IFI board member and public school exit director, Pastor Cesar LaFleur, has a powerful mantra. He says this, "Every home a school, every church an academy." That's the vision. We want to encourage fathers, families, and faith leaders to reclaim their God-given responsibilities, to train up children who love the Lord, know His word, and can discern truth from deception. As a father, and now a grandfather, I can tell you there's nothing more important than teaching our children and grandchildren to know, live, and love God's truth.
David Smith, the executive director of the Illinois Family Institute, during IFI's 2025 Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet. More of his remarks from that event right after this.
This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The nation has just endured the longest government shutdown in history. News stories focused on everything from flight delays to the interruption of SNAP payments. As some parts of the government return to normal, there is the long-term economic impact of the government shutdown that very few are reporting. Let's go back to Halloween. On October 31st, the Federal Reserve's repo facility pushed out $29 billion in emergency loans overnight. That was the biggest spike since the 2020 financial crisis. The total for the first few days of November topped $125 billion. The government shutdown was a major reason for this significant injection of liquidity. When 700,000 government employees are not getting paid, it has a secondary effect on the economy. Our taxes, along with other sources of revenue, go into the Treasury General Account. All that money flows through the system to pay bills and to pay government salaries. The money in that account has been skyrocketing. Meanwhile, banks weren't getting as much income because the government workers weren't getting paid. That means mortgages weren't being paid, credit cards weren't being paid, car loans weren't being paid. Banks were starving for liquidity. Bank reserves were at their lowest level in over 4 years. That is why they needed an infusion of funds from the repo facility. But to fund this, the Federal Reserve needed to print more money, often referred to as quantitative easing. The banks have cash and will soon have more as government workers receive their paychecks. What happens when all this cash comes crashing into the U.S. economy? You can probably guess. We'll have all this cash chasing the same amount of goods. We've seen this picture before. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. During this edition, we're highlighting remarks from David Smith at the Illinois Family Institute's 2025 Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet. David is the executive director of IFI.
Part of rescuing future generations requires that we teach them to stand for life, to cherish every child made in the image of God, and to recognize abortion for what it truly is, a violent, murderous assault on God's crown jewel of creation. Our children and grandchildren must know that life is sacred, from the womb to the tomb, and that defending the right to life is not merely a political issue, but it's a spiritual mandate. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Deliver those who are being taken away to death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." Emphasis added. That's why last year, with the help of a wonderful volunteer named Evelyn, a retired music teacher and Colson Fellow, and in partnership with the Southside Pregnancy Center, IFI launched Equipped. Through this initiative, Evelyn has been connecting with churches, youth groups, and homeschool co-ops offering age-appropriate presentations that train people to make the case for life, to articulate with truth, with compassion, and counter the lies of abortion cheerleaders. We're not just talking about saving babies. We're talking about raising up a generation that loves life, honors God, and courageously speaks truth to a dying world that doesn't seem to care about shedding innocent blood. If we don't equip them, the culture will. And we already know what kind of discipleship the culture offers. One that calls evil good and good evil. Now, equipping believers isn't limited to just the next generation. It's a calling for all Christians. We are repeatedly told in Scripture to maintain good works and to bear fruit, sweet fruit, to glorify our Heavenly Father. For this cause, Illinois Family Institute will continue to host events that strengthen minds, restore courage, and rebuild conviction among God's people. Each year, we host a worldview conference, along with special forums throughout the state, designed to help Christians think biblically about every aspect of life. This year, we were honored to feature Dr. Brad Wilcox of the Institute for Family Studies, and our good friend Scott Phelps, who is here tonight, with the Abstinence and Marriage Partnership. They spoke on the high calling of marriage and family. It was a powerful reminder that the family is God's first institution, the foundation of civilization, and the primary training ground for faith. We want to encourage Generation Z and beyond to intentionally pursue marriage and have children, to have a multi-generational vision for family and faith. By the way, all of these worldview events and forums are on our YouTube channel and our Rumble channel, free for you for your edification. Next March, we're thrilled to welcome Dr. George Barna, along with Pastor Cecil LaFleur and Dr. Mark Zumhagen, for a timely and critical conference called Christ the Cornerstone, Rebuilding a Biblical Worldview in a Babylonian Culture. Because, let's be honest, we are living in Babylon, or at least a version of it, yet the Lord has called us to be like Daniel, to stand firm, speak truth, and live with unwavering conviction no matter what the cost. The courageous witness of Charlie Kirk and Riley Gaines shows us what that looks like in our time, refusing to bow to cultural pressure and boldly honoring the truth. Now, at this time, I'd like to thank Kathy Valente and our talented graphic designer, Trish Josephs, because every year, every election year that is, they spend countless hours compiling the IFI voter guide and IFI candidate comparisons. Yes, please give them a hand. These resources are invaluable tools for Christian citizens and will be available once again for the primary and general elections next year. Now, you wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't understand the importance of this work. You and I are the countercultural voices of biblical truth in a state that desperately needs it. But I'll be honest, 2026 is shaping up to be a pivotal year. We can't afford to pull back. We need to expand, reach more families, churches, and voters. I want to give you a sober illustration to highlight this point. When we mobilized against the assisted suicide bill and the bill mandating homeschool regulations, the responses were drastically different. Opposition to the homeschool bill resulted in more than 40,000 witness slips. I'm told that's a record. The assisted suicide bill didn't even get 2,700. This disparity exposes something we have to confront: Christian apathy towards cultural battles that don't directly affect us. Many families rushed to defend homeschooling freedoms because they saw how it would personally pinch their own families. But the push for legalized suicide, a culture signaling that some lives aren't worth living, was shrugged off by too many believers. Brothers and sisters, this ought not be so. Jesus called us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to overcome evil with good, And if we truly believe that every person is made in the image of God, then we cannot be disinterested in policies that declare suicide a medical treatment. And make no mistake, their pro-suicide agenda will expand in the future and threaten your loved ones. Do we care enough to engage with biblical truth? Indifference is not a virtue. Christian love demands action. I long for a day when IFI can be more effective and has a full-time pastor and church network director, a marketing communications coordinator, an assistant for our lobbyist, David Curtin.
Yep.
And of course, regional coordinators throughout the state. I'm trusting God for that. If God wants to grow IFI, he will provide through his people at his time. Of course, I'm praying that time is now. Friends, we're preparing for some major battles, not just in the General Assembly, but across the state as we equip voters for the 2026 elections. Our voter guides and get out the vote efforts will be crucial. And our 501c4 activities through our Illinois Family Action will be vitally important too. By God's grace, we can make a difference in this state. So, we are trusting God to help us raise $600,000. Yeah, I said it. That would be enough to launch the new year strong and fully funded for the work ahead. I know this is a big number, but consider the second part of this challenge. We want to grow our sustaining partners, those who give monthly to our work to keep it going. Think about this. There are almost 700 of us here tonight. 700. If we had 600 new monthly supporters giving $50 to $100 every month going forward, we would have a reliable budget of $30,000 to $60,000 a month. If everybody did that, we'd reach our goal. That's just math, I know. But it's also faith in action. We want to take IFI to the next level in 2026. Either way, I hope you will give as God leads you. IFI is doing some great work here in Illinois, deep, deep blue Illinois. But we cannot do it without you, without your prayers, without your voice, without your activism, and of course, your financial support. It's crucial that we work together and reach farther and wider. Gifts to IFI are tax deductible. Let me say that again. Gifts to IFI are tax deductible. All donations to IFI are tax deductible. We can't do this important work without you. Thank you very much and God bless.
David Smith, the executive director of the Illinois Family Institute during IFI's 2025 Faith, Family, and Freedom Banquet. Now, if you'd like to give to IFI, go to illinoisfamily.org and click donate or call 708-781-9328. And as Dave mentioned, all donations to IFI are tax deductible. Your prayers and financial support are very much appreciated. Please go to illinoisfamily.org to sign on for IFI email updates and for contact information for state and federal elected officials. Click Officials Finder on the IFI homepage. And be sure to tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.